Hello, everybody. This is your friendly neighborhood classmate, Aiden.
Alright, guys, this is going to be a quaint little episode. We're going to interview every single person who's been on my podcast with a special guest, my teacher. And now I'm going to give a little goodbye message to you guys. So, this is it. Three viewers I have, it's been a wild ride, and like every good thing, this was the best thing to happen to me. It must come to an end. So, I guess, might as well get to it. So I am here with Peyton. His podcast is
Myths of the World.
And I have, this episode is dedicated to people who I have had I've been guests with on their podcast, or who I've had on my podcast, and one of our first people is Peyton. So Peyton, I'd like to know, what was your experience like with me being on your podcast?
Well, since this podcast with you was my shortest one, sadly, I would have made it longer, but I just didn't have the time. This was a rushed one.
All right.
But yeah.
All right. Alright, well, now that's one of the personal questions, but let me ask you this.
Go ahead.
What is your favorite color?
What is my favorite color? It'd be orange and black.
Ah, why?
Orange, because orange rhymes with orange is an orange.
Mm-hmm. Orange is orange, that's fair enough.
And black, because I'm kind of good in black.
Alright, that'll do then.
Alright, thank you.
Thank you for being there. Go listen to his podcast, and we are on to the next person, who is Ashton. Okay, and here we have Ashton Sloman, the G. What is your podcast called?
My podcast is called The Game Called School.
All right, that's cool. Let's go. Don't subscribe to him. Go follow him. Go listen to him. So, Ashton, I want to know, what has your experience been like being on my podcast before?
Well, I'm pretty sure we did, an opinion question on Jean Valjean, I think.
We did that. We did Jean Valjean. We did that one religion one. And we did, I believe you were in the Christmas questionnaire.
Maybe I
will. Well, I don't know. Either way, what was your experience like?
It was definitely a fun time being on the podcast. I enjoy talking to people on a podcast. And yeah, that's basically my experience. It was a good time.
Now tell me, what is your favorite color?
It is purple.
Purple? I see. All right. You're breaking my heart, Ashton. Why? Either way, go follow him. He is The Game Called School. And we're on to the next person. Okay, I am here with Victoria from Okidoki with V, and I have some questions I'd like to ask. So please tell me, what were your thoughts when you were on my podcast for the Christmas questionnaire?
Well, it was definitely a lot of fun. Lots of chatting, lots of comments, and like to do it again sometime.
All right. Also, please tell me, what is your favorite color?
Classic. All right. It's purple.
Yeah. Purple. breaking my heart, just like Ashton.
What do you guess?
He picked purple.
Go, Ashton.
All right. Well, thank you for being on. Go follow her podcast, and we're on to the next person. Okay, for our next person, we have Zoe from Zoe Zone. She was in my second episode, I believe. We debated about
Technology,
stuff. And they were like, how much they're, improving the prices of
electronics.
Yeah,
and why it's not really worth it.
Yeah, so I want to ask, what was your experience like being on my podcast?
I thought it was really fun. It was
so does everyone.
Was, yeah, well, I'm going to go into more detail, but right. I did it with, I think, Hunter, too. It was really fun to debate and hear other people's opinions. And I really liked that you have, different topics for each podcast.
All right. Final question. What is your favorite color?
Purple is my second option, but no, that's not my favorite color. My favorite color is Dusty Rose, which is a form of pink.
All right. Thank you for being on. Don't forget to go follow Zoe Zone. So I am here with Monsieur LeBlanc. He taught me how to do podcasts, and we will be interviewing him and asking him some questions. The first question is, why did you choose to make us do podcasts?
Well, thank you for the question. And I was going to say, I'm so excited to be on your show. I love this podcast, and it's just a joy to finally be on it. Thank you for inviting me to be on
it.
I'm
excited to have you on
the
show.
This is great. This is so much fun.
Your dreams come true.
It's my dream come true. That's awesome. No, I had you guys do this out of an idea that maybe would be fun, as opposed to doing just portfolios where we put our work into a folder and look at them once, twice a year, to actually have a document, an audio document, where we talk about what we've learned, what we're doing, and also give you guys more chance to kind of have some fun with your learning and to do fun activities and talk about things that you're interested in that you don't get a chance to always in school. So that's why I thought this would be a much easier way to do that. Also, because some people are more comfortable speaking than they are writing things out, I figured this would give those students a chance to explain what they're learning and what they're taking from school without having to write reflections all the time.
All right, next question. Do you think that what we have done is good? Are you proud of it?
I'm really proud of it. Like I said, this was a first time I've done podcasts all year. And I go back to your first episodes and to the episodes now, and the quality is I watched how you've grown in this and the way you're taking to it and the excitement for these. And most people get their podcast done at the due date, which is something for an assignment doesn't always happen. And so that tells me that most of you guys are enjoying this as well. So I think it's been a success there. As to whether I should continue next year, I would probably ask you that question. Do you think I should do this next year with this class?
I do, because, well, it's good for the students. I think this has been easier for me to open up about things and being able to start with things that I've wanted to talk about and not having the situation or the opening to start the conversation about that. Instead, I can just make an episode about it.
Yeah, that's exactly what I kind of wanted to do.
All right. Another question. Would you ever decide to make a podcast?
You know what? Ever since I was little, I always wanted to do radio. I don't know what it was about radio, but I like it more than TV. And podcast is that type of thing, to have your own radio show. So yes, I think I would like to have my own podcast at some day. I wish someone would give me the time of the day to do it, like I kind of give you guys. I'd like to see if I have an interest. The only question, what would I talk about? So I always think, could I talk about school? Could I talk about my life as a grade 8 teacher? That could be interesting. Or could I talk about other things that I like, you know, books, sports, movies, or maybe just do an all in general podcast. I don't know. Would you listen to a podcast like that?
Probably.
Oh, there you go. So I need my listeners for sure. And also there's that nervousness like you guys had, who's going to listen. And when you do the first ones and nobody's listening, that's kind of okay. But you have to know that your first few ones, you're kind of talking to nobody. And then the more you do, the more you build up listeners and subscribers.
You build your audience.
Exactly. And that takes a long time. And so I know some people are discouraged when they see, oh, I only got two listeners and one of them was Monsieur. So it's not that good. But that does take time. And everybody that starts a podcast, they start from kind of zero. So it's normal for everybody. So yeah, I think sometime I might like to try that. And maybe when I'm retired or who knows.
All right, last question. I've asked this question to everyone on the show. What is your favorite color?
My favorite color? I've got to say it's always been green. Probably because of the Riders. But I just like the color green. Maybe it's in my blood being from Saskatchewan, but green is the color.
All right. Well, thank you for being on the show, and thank you for teaching me how to do this, because technically, if we're thinking, this episode wouldn't exist if it weren't for you.
Thank you for having me. It's been great.
Thank you for being here, and have a good day.
You too.
We are making a note that Olivia from her podcast, Garrett Olivia, didn't want to be on the podcast, which is fair enough. So, just a quick mention, she was there. Thank you. And on to the next person. So here we have Ethan. We've done multiple podcast episodes all together. We've had multiple conversations, and I'm going to interview him. So, Ethan.
Hello.
Wait, what's your podcast name?
Day in the Life.
Day in the Life. Okay, so go follow Day in the Life. And what was your experience like debating with me and everyone else?
It was pretty fun. We talked about a lot of good subjects, had a lot of good arguments, and we ended up getting over things. But my favorite one, I have to say, with you, I have to say the Bigfoot one.
Bigfoot one?
Yeah, it's just, there's so much stuff going on in that. There's so much good theories, good debates. Yeah, that's, right. I like it.
Last question, what is your favorite color? You should purple. Not think about this. Come on, why is everyone thinking purple? All right. Next interview. Okay, so our next interviewee is Hunter. He was actually the first person to ever show up on my podcast, and I was the first person to show up on his, if I'm correct. Now, Hunter, what was your experience working with me and making podcasts?
Great. I practically did you're practically in every one of my episodes.
Just missing a couple few.
Yeah, like the few that he tried to make me not in.
The ones that I purposefully did at my house where I didn't have to see him. Take that how you will.
Yeah, it was pretty great being on his podcast. I know we did a lot of stuff that, like, Avengers stuff. We talked about Greek mythology. It was all pretty interesting. Bigfoot. Mm-hmm. And we got him to be the sports analysis.
Yeah.
And also, for the final question, what is your favorite color?
Favorite color? Well, I gotta think about this because this is the most important question of all time on Aiden's thing. Yep. Favorite color? Probably purple.
Why is everybody picking purple? Everyone I've asked has picked purple.
Because blue is overrated.
Yeah, but you can pick like red or yellow. No, not yellow.
Yellow.
Not
color pee.
All right.
Favorite color is pee. All
right.
I like pee.
On to the next person. Okay, we are here with our second last person. This is Anais. He's been on my podcast many times. I've been on his many times. Now, please tell me, what has your experience, like, been doing podcasts with me?
It's been fun, really. You bring the energy. I like that. You bring the energy and you make it interesting. All the podcasts we have done have been interesting. So that's been a thumbs up that they've been fun to do with you.
All right.
Yeah.
Last question. What is your favorite color? And purple is not an option.
No shades of purple, just any other color. Second favorite color.
Turquoise,
alright. All right. Yeah, that's fair.
Second favorite color.
I'm still recording, it didn't let me press the stop button. Okay, so next person we have Lincoln. Lincoln, what was it like doing podcasts with me, Ethan, Anais, Hunter? Just, did you enjoy it? What was your overall thoughts on it?
It's kind of boring, you guys were pretty weird.
Fair enough.
Could you go into more detail?
Elaborate? Yeah, sure. Pretty much, yo. Y'all was, like, funny, but y'all never, like, let me hit the intros, you know what I'm saying, bro? I was never like, what's good, guys? I was always like, Hunter's job. And, like, this guy was just, like, always with the, hi, guys! And I was like, nah, we gotta do a different intro. They never listened to me. And it was all about, like, basketball, bro. And I'm like, you know, that ain't my stuff.
All right. Last question. What is your favorite color?
Purple.
What's your second favorite color?
Violet.
Third favorite color.
That isn't a shade of purple.
I kind of like pink.
Pink? Alright. No, no. Alright.
Okay, now that we're done all the interviews, I'm gonna get a little down to earth with you guys. This episode took a really long time to make, and it's been a blast making podcasts, and right now I'm sitting in my bathroom. Yeah. Also, I know no one's been waiting for this. Here's a cat reveal. Look, it's my cat. Can you hear that? And she doesn't like me very much. I just pet her. Either way, I'm really grateful for everything that's happened. I'm really grateful that Monsieur, I know you probably listened to this, but grateful that you showed us how to do podcasts. This is probably the last episode. I don't know if I'll continue, but who knows what the future may hold. And well, I guess it was just fun to do, man. Also, that's squeaking. That's me standing on a bathtub door. I don't know if you can hear that. Either way. You know, I said I'd be getting down to earth, and it's kind of not that. Well, I'm not. Okay, I need to get off the bathtub. This is
it, guys. I'm going to miss doing this, I guess. And who knows? Maybe I'll come back. And either way, for the final time, tie your shoes and stay in school. Peace.